Welcome back, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM. My name is Jeff, your host here for a couple of hours of great music. You can check us out, tellthebandtogohome.com. You can get in touch with me, Jeff, at tellthebandtogohome.com or on Facebook or on the Twitter or on the Instagram. But we're pre-recorded today. Couldn't make it live down to the studio. We're at the Trout Forest Music Festival. Why aren't you? Maybe you are. I don't know. I don't know your life, as Sean Burns would say. Anywho, I've been away a little bit this summer. Last weekend, I ran away to the musical hotbed of Appleton, Wisconsin. You all know Appleton, Wisconsin, don't you? No, I didn't really know Appleton, Wisconsin either. I didn't really know a thing about Appleton, Wisconsin. I didn't really know what to expect from a place called Appleton, Wisconsin. I've been to Madison, Wisconsin. Went to Milwaukee once. Never been to Appleton. But I can promise you that I am going back, God willing, because I found this thing called the Mile of Music Festival in Appleton, Wisconsin. Now, this thing was on my radar a few years ago. I think 2019 we were looking at going. As I recall, pal Ben Delacour was there and Tara Lightfoot was there. And I can't remember who else was there that year. I was thinking of going. Didn't end up going. Can't really remember why, but didn't go. And then something crazy happened over the past couple of years. And while they did have a festival last year, I think. I don't know how big it was or how wise it was to have one. I don't know. But I finally made it down this year. Decided to make the trek, and hoo boy. I'm telling you, it's one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my entire life. So it's called that Mile of Music because basically downtown Appleton, first of all, I can't believe that this town, this place, it's got like 75,000 people or something, not a big city by any stretch. It's got so many amazing music venues. And I guess a bit of a thriving music scene. I don't know, but the whole town, comes out for this Mile of Music Festival. So basically everywhere that can have live music over the course of 4 days does. So they turn everything from churches and parking lots and, public parks into live stages. And then they have all these amazing, concert venues, bars, pubs, little restaurants that have stages, and they just have live music going all day and much of the night. And the craziest thing about it, the thing that I still don't quite understand, it's all entirely free. The performers get paid, not a lot, but they get paid okay. It's worth it for them. But you don't pay a thing to go to any of these shows, not a single one of them. Is there a charge for? So you just walk into any one of these shows you want. And I wasn't sure, like what was it going to be like? Am I going to have trouble getting into these shows or what? I didn't have any trouble getting into any show I wanted to see. There were some crazy places that had lineups all the time, but they mostly had shows that I had zero interest in seeing anyway. And the cool thing is there's so many people that, first of all, that we know and love that are playing there. And second of all, that you end up discovering. And, man, oh man, it's just it's a beautiful thing. Check it out. Mileofmusic.com. I'm going to play you some of my highlights. Now, the cool thing is, whenever there's a festival, it's kind of fun for the musicians because it's the only time they get to hang out, right? Like normally they're on the road. Maybe they pass each other. Maybe they open for each other somewhere, but they don't really get to spend much time together. So when they have 4 or 5 days in a town together, they get to pal around and have fun. And sometimes their non-musical radio DJ friend gets to follow them around and laugh at all their jokes. And so I had the greatest time hanging around with three very good friends and people I love very much. Scott Cook, Del Barber, and this guy right here, Ben Delacour. Now, Ben Delacour, he's played my house a couple of times, and he's spent some time here recording his last record, Shadowland. And we got to know him and absolutely love the guy. And it's been a while since we got to hang out. So one of the real highlights was getting to hang out with this guy again. He's absolutely hilarious. He's a total madman. And he makes some of the most inappropriate jokes on stage that I've ever heard. But people love the guy, so he gets away with it. I mean, I'm not going to tell you on the radio that joke, but, you know, corner me sometime and I'll tell you, and you can tell me whether it was funny or not. I don't know. But, at one of his last shows, he pulled out this song, which I hadn't heard in a long time, and just had me like a puddle. Unbelievable. Check out this song. This guy is just such a genius, and, man, oh man, what a guy. From his album Midnight in Havana, this is our good friend Ben Delacour.
I found a Cherokee rose growing in the weeds. It made me wonder about you and if you think about me. Now there's a hard wind blowing across the Mobile Bay, and I'm sitting here waiting on my luck to change. I walk for miles in a dead man's shoes. I was looking to get lost, but I found you. We dance all night to that Cajun band, and I watch the stars falling in the burning. Walk by the house where we used to live. I guess life is never really what you think it is. Late last night I heard the DJ say that the bells have been ringing down in Mobile Bay, down in Mobile Bay. It's okay, it ain't so bad. Whatever I say, whatever we have. I drink my whiskey at the bar downstairs. Tie up my rings in a lock of your hair. Future burning hard and bright. Now I've only got a past, babe, but it's alright. Maybe things will be better down in Mobile Bay. Maybe I'll get there one of these.
Walking on the fence. heart and with a head makes a mess. And I've been enjoying that view, holding on to a bigger piece of what's true. When you say love is just a dream for all those pretty people we see on TV, and I say, baby, this is Hollywood to me. We're just a little more cheap and a little more free. All that it takes is a smile and a wink. I will wash every dish in your sink. Winter sun has turned and finally started to feel warm. And those ice-log lakes are getting thin. We got dreams of muddy rivers and Huckleberry Finn. All that it takes is a smile.
With the deal, we let them ride right alongside. Now they want to take the wheel, and the fellas keep saying we got this, cause that's the way that it's always been done. Don't all the scriptures say a woman should obey? Then in a man right every last one. We can take a little lesson from history, all the priests, generals and kings. There's just nothing like long experience when it comes to making a mess out of things.
Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way.
Now they want choice and pay equality. Wouldn't believe it how they ran Ray. Back in the day, we just knock them on the head and drag them on back to the cave. We're still flexing that privilege, though we find ways to ignore it, and ever subtler ways to say she must have been asking for it.
Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way.
Tell you what, I thank God that she made women. Every time I'm in a crowd of guys, they might do just fine without us. Without them, we'd be Lord of the Flies. Whoever said it's bros before hoes, I can tell you that's a load of malarkey. If there's any hope for this whole show, we got to bring on the matriarchy.
Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the way. Get out the way, fellas, get out the way.
backs her up however he can. He says, happy wife, happy life. Seems to me he's a reasonable man. I got a gal friend who's tougher than me. If he crosses, there'll be hell to pay. When I hold the door, it ain't chivalry. No, I'm just getting out of her way.
Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way.
Scott Cook there, man. That was a hit at the Copper Rock Coffee Company the other day. And, man, just some great shows with Scott Cook and the Second Chances in Appleton, Wisconsin. So much fun. Fellas, get out the way. And, of course, Scott was at the Sunset Saloon the other day, too. I'm sure it was great. I hope. It hasn't happened yet, but by the time you hear this, it will have, and you should have been there. Del Barber in there. Del Barber went back to Prairiography. Pulled that one out the other day. All That It Takes. And, yeah, you drive all the way to Wisconsin to see a guy who lives not far from here, but he hardly ever plays around here. Except just announced, coming up, he's going to be playing at the Park Theater, opening for Ariel Posen on November 14th. Get your tickets quick. Unless they're sold out already, which they might be. I don't know. I don't know. Find out. Yeah, and he's got a new record coming. He played a bunch of new tracks in Wisconsin. It was worth the drive just to hear the new songs from Del Barber. And I had a sneak preview of some of his new record. Ho, ho, is it good? Can't wait for that one. In fact, I'm going to play you the whole thing right now. Nah, I'm just kidding. He always gets mad at me when I play stuff when I'm not supposed to. But if you don't tell me not to play it, this time he told me not to play it. So I guess you'll have to wait. But it'll be worth the wait, I promise you. Now, anyway, so this Mile of Music. So obviously, you know, those are the pals that we know and love. And frankly, I've seen a bunch of times already. There were a few big names that I was looking forward to see. Well, not big names. I mean, big names for me, folks that I was excited to go see, either for the first time or for the first time in a long time. Saw a great concert by Aaron Lee Tastian. I want to play some Tastian in a second. But speaking of big rock shows, Tastian was in big rock show mode. It was a hell of a show. I'm telling you, just rip roaring. And he was getting himself into trouble too with his big mouth. yeah, won't repeat that joke on the air either, but, that was good. He was supposed to play a couple of times, but his second concert got rained out. Well, three times, I guess. I missed one of them because it was far. A mile is far. I don't know if you know that. It's bigger than a kilometer. So, you know, it's, you think like, yeah, I could walk a mile. Sure. But the thing is, you got to show at this end of the mile, and then you got to show at that end of the mile. Then you got to show at the first end of the mile. It's like so you end up walking many miles a day. And so I didn't go to one of the Tastian shows because I figured I'd see him on Sunday, and that one got rained out, so I missed it. But the one that I saw on Saturday was pretty amazing. I'll play you something that I saw there. But this next one, the only reason that I've heard of Appleton, Wisconsin is that I know that this next guy lives there. He's a big part of the reason why this festival got going. When folks in town were thinking of setting up a music festival, the first thing they did was call this guy because he's a bit of a big deal. And he lives there. And so he was a big part of setting up this festival in the early years. And now he mostly just goes and does a big show for thousands and thousands of people. And definitely did that, saw a big, big show. And then he hosts this thing at the very end of the festival called The Song Before We Go, where he gets some of the performers to stop and play a song. at the big church as kind of a finale. And that was a lot of fun too. But boy, anyways, man, oh man, was it fun to go see this guy's big rock show at the Jones Park with thousands of people. And I don't really know too much about what he's been up to, but this record, man, oh man, was it a favorite years and years and years ago. And it's so old. I didn't know if he'd do this song. Did it? Nailed it. It killed. Here's something from Corey Chisel from Appleton, Wisconsin.
It could be good or it could be bad. my boyfriend, to go out with my girlfriend. 'Cause love is like, love is like, love is like that. 'Cause love is like, love is like that.
Staying up all night,
it could be good or it could be bad for you.
It's gonna be alright,
or it won't.
But I really can't tell. I really can't tell.
Staying up all night,
staying up all night.
It could be good or it could be bad for you.
It's gonna be alright,
staying up all night.
Oh,
Reckless jerk, Lord have mercy, I'm a piece of work. Well, the Lord made me on a long thin limb, made sure I'd remember him or her in the middle of a long dark night. Creation crazy, dead sheet white, made in the image of a lion shock lamb. I am who the hell I am, ever better, bad to worse, down to the letter, I'm a piece of work. Well, I'm a piece of work, I'm an angel's fiend, bathed in lavender and gasoline, scared brave shallow underneath black whale, lightly brown in the fires of hell, wicked, holy, full on fake, best known for my big mistake, sin wise, peaceful, gone berserk, Lord have mercy, what a piece of work. I just don't care, spent all morning pulling out my hair, walking down with a crazy spin. I was half the day trying to glue back in. Mother, buddy, Mary, please wipe that smile right off your knees. I'm the CEO of the mailroom clerks. Good God Almighty, I'm a piece of work. Caviar and corduroy, all over the map, just a lost in space, with a filthy mind and a choir boy's face. Heels up, head down, straight on through. Watch out, woman, I'ma get to you. I'm a gladiator with a mind to work. I'ma see you a little later, I'm a piece of work.
Thank you. from higher ground as the water took it down, like a verse from the Bible come true. After losing everything, you could hear the hammers ring as they built it back up again. The mill wheels turned, they kneeled in church, washed of all their sins.
The great Mark Arely there. Mark Arely from his album Blindsided. Put it out in like March of 2020. And yeah, that worked out exactly as well as you'd think. The River Always Wins. But man, he's got a new record coming out, I think he said the beginning of the year. And the title track, it's this song about Justin Townes Earl that just, oh, unbelievable. So good. So you'll have to wait for that one. It's going to be a winner for sure. Was very excited to see Mark Arely for the first time. Before that, Will Kimbrough. I've seen Will Kimbrough, but that was years ago. And man, it was so nice to see him again. And he did that one, man. I love that one. Piece of Work there from Home Away. Now, Will Kimbrough, he's always busy producing other people and playing with other people. He was part of that Silver Hill band I was talking about in the first hour of the show. He made that record along with the other Willie Sugarcaps folks with Scott Nolan. And he tours with Emmylou Harris, and he's toured with Rodney Crowell and Todd Snyder and so many other people. And what an unbelievable honor and a treat to get to see him a couple of times playing solo in Appleton, Wisconsin. So good, so good. We heard the Accidentals in there. That was one of the bands I was most excited to see. Now they're on this thing called the Reimagined Tour. They have this Young People's Orchestra that's reinterpreted some of their songs, And so on the schedule, there was a couple of shows with the orchestra, and then there was one just accidental show. Now, I would imagine the reimagined stuff would be pretty cool if you were familiar with the accidentals, if you'd seen them a bunch of times before. You know, maybe the reimagined thing would be just what you need. But if you've never seen them before, not maybe what you want. That's not what I was expecting. I was really looking forward to just the band show. But the problem is, you see, there's three accidentals. There's Katie, there's Sav, and then there's a drummer dude. Who cares? But Sav's got the plague. She's got the COVID, so she couldn't do the show. So it was just the two accidentals. So they canceled their band show and just did the reimagined shows. They were fine. They were good. They were, you know, it really made me want to see the actual accidental show though. So one of these days I'll have to track down the actual accidentals without the symphony. It's cool. Not what I wanted. Aaron Lee Tastian in there. Oh my God. The Aaron Lee Tastian rock show was just so entertaining. He was just on fire. It was so great. Ending off my Saturday night, we heard Up All Night from Tastian. And off the top of that little set, Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons with Born Again from the great record, Death Won't Send a Letter. Oh, look at the time. I got to play you some of my absolute favorites. Oh my God. This guy in particular, I could have watched this guy 100 times. I only got to see him a few times. I missed a couple. I wish I'd gone to them now, but then I would have had to miss other good stuff. But I got to see this guy again. I was a fan before. I loved the records, but I had no idea how much I would love the show and love the guy, and just unbelievable. He's got a band called Two Cow Garage. Maybe you've heard of Two Cow Garage. They don't do it for me nearly as much. So I was happy he was there in solo mode. Just absolutely blew me away. So great. I bought everything they had. I waited too long, so I missed out on the vinyl. I'll have to see him again to get the vinyl. But I'm just such a fan now of this guy. His name's Micah Schnabel. I could play everything he's ever done if I had time, but I don't. So I'll play I don't even know what to play. I'll play this one, okay. Here's one from Micah Schnabel, one of my favorite songwriters and live performers in the world right now.
No place for the soft-hearted. The addicts are addicted. The gunshot wounds inflicted. A little girl with her right arm in a sling is cursing and kicking at the vending machine. The patron saint talking too loud is in the corner doing his thing. And there's a Mexican lady calming a crying baby in her arms. I leaned over and whispered that I loved you. I know that doesn't change anything. That doesn't change anything. Now there's a guy outside smoking a cigarette with an IV in his arm. You squeeze my hand as they cut up the insurance card. Outside the sirens were sounding, my heart was pounding. I stood there and I thought about you dying. Try to think of some smart things to say. Something like, everything will be okay. But I really hate lying. Well, I hate hospitals and the way that they smell. Like everyone and everything has been freshly dipped in chlorine. What is death been so extremely clean when the rest of life is so filthy? Now I feel so helpless and guilty, knowing we could save you if we only had the money. Now the security guard guards the metal detectors by the double doors. So drop your wallets, phones, and keys, and rosary beads into the plastic bowl.
gave him a fake name, but I'm not sure if that really works. So if maybe we got jobs that paid, maybe they would let you stay. They could give you the best drugs and we'd be able to pay. Now I feel like an asshole when the nurse calls your name and you're still crying from the pain. No, there's no money in survival, just hoping to wake up the next day. Yeah, now why would these Methodists go and hang up a crucifix? I pointed at it and said, I can't believe we both used to date that guy. We both laughed and wiped the tears from our eyes. It's only life after all. I hate hospitals and the way that they smell. Like everyone and everything has been freshly dipped in chlorine. Why is death smell so extremely clean when the rest of life is so filthy? Now I feel so helpless and guilty, staring blankly at the news on the TV, knowing we could save you if we only had the money.
Shut down. I'm having coffee with strangers and dancing with the stars. When I die, let them judge me by my company of friends. Let them know me as the footprints that I've left upon the sand. Let them laugh for all the laughter. Let them cry for laughter's end. When I die, let them judge me by my company of friends. And when I die, let them toast to all the things that I believe. Let them raise a glass to consciousness, not spill a drop of grief. Let the bubbles rise at midnight, let their tongues get light as leaves. When I die, let them toast to all the
rough down here since we got the news. Might take a miracle to kill these blues. Everybody been crying like a little girl in the whole wide big old goofy world. But tonight heaven is a happier place. They were all sick of singing Amazing Grace. Now it's Fish and Whistle, Lean on Me. Everybody singing in harmony. Tonight in heaven it must be nice. They're all eating peaches in paradise. All of them angels lining up in a queue just to go fishing with you. Just to go fishing with you. Hey John Prine, one more thing. You're the one who made us all wanna sing. You made it look so easy, it sounds so fun. We'll sing a little sweeter now that you're all done. And please tell Petty we've been breaking down since Merle and Bowie and Lennon and Prince. You got a pretty good band up there, I guess. We all wish you all the best. tonight. Heaven is a happier place. They were all sick of singing Amazing Grace. That was Fish and Whistle, Lean on Me. Everybody singing in harmony tonight. In heaven it must be nice. They're all eating peaches in paradise. All of them angels lined up in a queue just to go fishing with you. Just to go fishing with you. Just to go fishing with Jesus and Patty and you.
I thoroughly enjoyed Carcy Blanton. There's her tribute to John Prine, Fishing With You. Before that, Carrie Elkin and Danny Schmidt. Carrie Elkin, oh my God, is she fun? And what a voice. Oh my God. So good. I've seen Danny before. Of course, he's been on the show, but I'd never seen Carrie before. She just blew me away. She was so cool. And their daughter, Maisie, is just hilarious. Sarah Burton in there before that. Sarah Burton, how have I not seen Sarah Burton before? What an idiot. I got to fix that. She's great. We heard Smiling for the Camera. Call Me Rita in there. That's Vanessa Jean Speckman, pardon me, and Micah Schnabel. Vanessa Jean is an artist and terrific, terrific person, and she tours around with Micah, who we heard with Emergency Room in there. I got to go. Thanks for being here. Check out telltheband2gohome.com. We'll be back next week, maybe even live. Stay tuned. Thanks, everybody.